Hey Rick, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, perfect, guys. So, Rick, who do we have with us today?
We have Yanif Anthony, and he was actually looking for a mobile application I discussed with you before in the meeting. So he's with us on the line, and he would like to discuss the application flow with us. So we actually have to guide him about the entire flow and the some integrations as well with their decontamination system. So Mr. Anthony, can you hear us?
If I can.
Right, so we have Mike Smith with us from the development team, and we have some queries regarding the application. So Mike, please go ahead if you have any queries regarding the application.
Okay, hey Yanif, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, perfect. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, not too bad. Thank you for asking. So just to give a brief introduction about myself, I happen to be a certified specialist with IoT and the blockchain, and I also happen to be the head of development at Hoffman Mazer. So Rick and I had a discussion about the brief that you gave us earlier today, and we went through the chat messages together. It looks like your company operates a decontamination system that you'd like to connect to a mobile application, so the status and the report and the analysis can show up on a mobile screen for your for the employees in your organization. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so can you give me some background, Yanif? What is the can you tell me what company do you work for, first of all? And this decontamination
yes,
system you're talking
sure.
about, does this have a computer system in integrated to it? Where because we'll have to, it looks more like a project where we'd have to have some sort of communication between the mobile app, the software, and the hardware that's going to be your decontamination system. So we're more or less talking about an Internet of Things kind of project, an IoT project. Can you tell me what this contamination system does and what kind of reports does it generate currently?
Yes. All right. So to start off, I work for Tomy Environmental Solutions. We are basically the SteraMist brand. I'm not sure if you've heard of us. We kind of provide decontamination solutions at different scales. So we've got a couple of mobile machines, which is what we call our select unit. We've got an environment unit, and we've got our custom buildings, which are basically fixed building management systems. So depending on what a client needs or wants, we can basically customize or modify either of these systems. We deal in ionized hydrogen peroxide vapor. So we have our applicators that spray the mist or fog to decontaminate a specific area, or in some cases even plants, seeds, cages, rooms, hospitals, so yeah. Things like that, pharmaceuticals. And basically we're kind of thinking of integrating an app into that. We work off of Siemens software and PLCs. But we do have wireless capability and Ethernet connectivity. So we have, sometimes our clients would want results of the decontamination cycle, especially the pharmaceutical companies, right? They'd want to know how much hydrogen peroxide is in the room after it's been decontaminated, and how long it's going to be there. And all of this is information we do provide.
Okay.
But you'd have to basically go to our HMI, which is the screen that the user interfaces with, to get this information. So we're trying to get that onto a mobile app.
Okay, and how again does that information get displayed?
So
is that on a screen?
So it's displayed on the screen purely through connections. So the HMI screen is connected to the machine through wires, and we can run a length of wires no matter how long it takes, you know, or so how long the client may need it for.
Okay.
Now I'm talking like factory floors or, you know, farm manufacturing plants. So it's like, basically we need something where we can incorporate that HMI screen onto a mobile app, where they can log in or they can start a decontamination cycle from there, or they could just get analytics and get results off of the cycle from there, you know, without having to go to an HMI screen.